Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Learning Maseches Pesachim daf kuf yud zayin. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudah Meshmuel, shiur shebetayra Moshe v'Yisrael amru b'shar sha'olu minayam. The shiur in the Torah is yashir. Moshe and Klal Yisrael said it when they were saved by Kriyas Yamsuf. V'hal zemi amru, and who was Mesakan Hal? Who was the one that was Mechaber Hal? The Neviim shebeneim tiknulem liYisrael. The Neviim that were there by Yitzias Mitzrayim, they were Mesakan to Klal Yisrael. She'ayim ma'isei al kol perik uperik, al kol tzara v'tzara shloitav elaim u'shenegalim ayim ma'isei al gulasan. The Neviim were Mesakan that they said on each perik, on each set time. Called tzara v'tzara, and any time a tzara happens, when the niggle from the tzara, I'm meisim agulosan. What does it mean on each perik and each tzara? So Rashi and Rishbam say that a kol perik uperik is a pshat. Kapanim Rishbam says this: a kol perik uperik is a pshat. That the regalim on yamtiv, every yamtiv you say hal, like we say hal Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, you say hal, and a kol tzara v'tzara. So there, the Rishbam and Rashi both say. Kagoyin Chanukah. That was even something which is not a yontif midiraisa. But when a tzara happens to Klal Yisrael, and they get safe in the tzara, like Chanukah, is it a kana? They say halal. That's when we say halal. We say halal yontif, and we say halal in Chanukah. Rish Chodesh, there's no chiv to say halal. That we say halal, Rish Chodesh is a minig. That's why we only say half of a halal. But these are the two times we say halal, called Perik or Perik, the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And the called tzara v'tzara, Shetav, Kagoyin Chanukah. Purim Musa, the Gemara discusses why we don't say Halal. The Gemara says, on one tear, it's Kiyasazu Halela. The Kriyas Megillah is like a Halal. So by Purim Musa, that was also a Halal Midin, that they were Masakin al Kol Tzara Vitzarim, Shleitav Elein. The Magid Mishnah learns that al Kol Tzara Vitzarim, Shleitav Elein, al Kopanim, that means when the Tzara comes, B'shas to save from the Tzara, that's when they have a Din, a Takana to say Halal. But not to say halal every year at that time. But just that time that Klal Yisrael saved from the Tzara, then they have a din to say halal. That's a tekanas neviim to say halal. We'll speak about this Magid Mishnah shortly. The Gemara goes weiter. Tanya. Haramei ayimah called the Shbachas and Rusev Sefer Tillim Kulan David Amran. Haramei said that everything in Tillim David said. And then it says halal zemi amru. Rabbi Yasi ayimah, Elazar b'ni ayimah, Moshe v'Yisrael amru m'shar sha'olu m'neyam. Elazar, my son, said that Halal was made up by Moshe and Klal Yisrael when they came out of the Yam. V'chalukan av chaveir v'leimer, sh'David amri. And his chaveir say, no, David said the Halal. V'nirin dvarev midivrayim. And really, it's more mistarbet to say like my son, or Elazar, than that it was made by Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael b'shar sha'olu m'neyam, not by David. Why? Because Evshi Yisrael Shachtu was Pesreim, V'nolu Leveim V'leom Roshira. Is it Shaykh the Klal Yisrael, Sheshach the Karim Pesachs, and should take the Lulavs without saying Shira? Avadin, it must have said Shira, B'shas Moshe Rabbeinu also. So Mestama Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael Mesak in the Shira. Atkan the Gemar. Now in the Chiyav Halal, there's a Machloikis Rishaynim, a different Shittis in Rishaynim, what's the Mechayiv of Halal? Is it a Chiyav Deraisa? Or is it a Chiyav Midivre Kabbalah? Which is not exactly deraisa, but it has a chayma like deraisa. Now, there's something which was misukim by the Nevi'im, or it's in the psukim in the Nach, that's called divrei kabbalah. And sometimes you find divrei kabbalah kedivrei Torah dami. That divrei kabbalah also has a chayma of a deraisa, even though it's not exactly deraisa. Or is it just the rabbanan? There we have a machlekes rishayim, like we're going to explain, and the machlekes is saved a little bit around this gemara. First, we'll mention the Ramban. In the Shavish Rishon by Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says his klolim, his shroshim, what he counts as the mitzvah from the Tayag and what he doesn't. So Shavish Rishon is, we can only count mitzvahs that are deraisa, not mitzvahs that are derabbanan. The Rambam says it's pashit. It's pashit. It says, Tayag mitzvahs nidna l'Moshe Misinai. So obviously we can only count mitzvahs that are deraisa, that are given from Moshe Misinai. That's what the Rambam starts off. But he argues on the Rishonim before him, who counted Lefidaita a lot of mitzvahs derabbanan. And among them, the Bahag, he counted the mitzvah of Halal among the Tayag mitzvahs. And the Rambam says it can't be. The halal is not a mitzvah deraisa. So it wasn't said by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam mentions his David made up halal. Rambam's nusach is v'stakel mimisha yishma l'shaynam nermela l'moshe misinai. How could it be that someone hears the word nermela l'moshe misinai v'yim nekriyas halal sheshivach by David olav v'shal makel yisal. Shetziva by Moshe. He says kriyas halal, which is David's tefillah. That's the thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says. It merely argues in the Bahag, you can't count halal for the Tayag mitzvahs because it's the Rabbana. So Rambam has a whole arichas explaining what the rationale of counting mitzvahs the Rabbana for the Tayag mitzvahs is. The Rambam does not bother by that. But then the Rambam, after his marchiv, to explain why it's shayach that the Bahag, the Balalocha, should count mitzvahs the Rabbana for the Tayag mitzvahs, he says he just wants to mention another nekuda. That by him it's not so pashit that halal by shkitas pesach and achilasa and halal by netilas lulav is not deraisa, or even halal by yomtiv is not deraisa. So he doesn't have a raya that it's derabanan. And for ket, he brings the gemara mesachtas erichin. It brings the pasuk for halal by leil pesach. It says ashi yelachem kalel eskadishkag. The pasuk says that the shi will be for you kalel eskadishkag. Like the night that's Mekudesh Rechag, that the night, like Leil Pesach. So that would show you that it's Divrei Kabbalah. That doesn't show you that it's Mamish Deraisa, the Ramban says. But he brings some Agamar. He says, if it's Deraisa, so why did Beisi say, Ef Sheshachni Yisrael Spischeim V'yomu Shira, not Lo Sulaveim V'yomu Halo? But like David Amru, right? David made up Halo. So how's it check that Beisi should go and say, Ef Sheshachni Yisrael Sheshech the Pesachim would take the law and not say halal. If it's the Rabbanon, so what's shver? What's wrong? What's wrong if they do it? It's within the Rabbanon. So, maybe it wasn't this kin yet. Maybe the Asher HaSagdel was Mesach and halal. So, Zakhtar and Ban, it's Masha from the Gemara that it's the Reisa. And what's the Pshad? It's the Reisa. It's Halach HaLavei Shemisinai. It's Halach HaLavei Shemisinai. You should say Yeshira, or it's Bechlal the Simcha that it says in the pasuk b'yom simchaska meyadechem, there's a din simcha, and it says uskatem mechatzaytzreis. But really, the ikashir is bepeh. So meila, it's bechlav the simcha that we have. Try this also in when you bring the karbanis, then you have to say halal mikvulin, since there's no karbanis and it's not mekudesh l'chag. So meila, you don't need shira. The Gemara says in Erechin, min ayin leikashir min atayr, because it says tachas shleivadis shem lekecha besimcha v'tayv leivav. So, if you learn out from that pasuk, so mele all the yam tayv that says simcha, and you learn out there's a dechi of simcha, so shir is nichlo and simcha. So mele is a chiv deraisa to say halal on yam tayvim al sedin of simcha v'simach lebechagecha, and to say halal by the shchitas pesach. It sounds like he's learning because it goes into b'yam simchaschem ayadechem uskatim b'chatzeitzrais. So there's a din. That includes a shir of a pair that you have to say halal since din deraisa. Or he says it's halach l'meishe misinai. Mentions that the Gemara in Brachis in the second parak says mefurish that the Gemara's shaila by halal and megillah. If you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of halal and megillah, do you say that krishma deraisa? Since krishma deraisa, you're allowed to be mafsik kolshken halal and megillah, which is the rabbanon, that you're allowed to be mafsik. So you see mefurish and halal is the rabbanon. So he says maybe there's a chilik. Maybe when it's Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh, where you're not even going to the halal by Rosh Chodesh, so then it's the Rabbanan. Mashenkin, the halal by Achilas Pesachim and Atilas Lulav, where the Gemara says, Efsher, she is Shal, Shalakas Pesachim, and all of them, Vayom Roshira, there you could say it's the Raisa. And that's the Maskan of the Ramban. The Ramban's Mitzadah that all halal is the Raisa. And he has a Gemara in Brachis that Hal is the Rabbanan. He claims maybe it's only maybe Hal Chanukah is different, but Hal of Yom Tovim could be is the Raisa, while Kuponim, the Hal of Shechitas Pesach and Atilas Ulav, here the Gemara is Mashma Klar that it's the Raisa, because otherwise what's the Taina of Evshir? So the Megillah Zesta says that L'chayr, this Gemara is not Mukhrich, because you could say that even though it's only the Rabbanan, but it's so mistabra to misaken it, it's such a good takana to make, that Rabbi Yossi was saying, how's it shaykh that they shouldn't have made the takana earlier? So their abundance good. If they weren't misakin it, they didn't do it. But such a din to say shir b'shas the shchitis p'sachim and tilas lulav is a zat takana which they've had that made earlier. They couldn't have waited till David to make a zat takana. But really, it's their abundance. Al kapanim, their Ramban holds, at least he's mitzadin, that the din halal is deraisa. It could be dafka bashitas pesach and atilas lulav. Could be by uyam taivim. But I said there is definitely some halal that's derabanan because the Gemara in Bracha says that halal is derabanan. Al kapanim resh chaydish is zicha derabanan. And it sounds like he holds that Chanukah would be derabanan. Now the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah Beit Gimel Lachavav says voy halal shel Chanukah bevaru shemidivei seifim. The Rambam says, not only Hal of Chanukah is Medivei Seifer, but all the time that you have a Kriyas Hal, it's always called Medivei Seifer. As I state in Rambam, Zok deraivet, v'yesh bahem asei Medivei Kabbalah. The Raivet's Masik, there's an asei Medivei Kabbalah to say Hal. Because it says, Hashi yilachem kleil eskadesh chag. That pasuk that we mentioned, that a shir yilachem kleil eskadesh chag. So you see that there's a din to say shir by leil eskadesh chag midivrei kabbalah. Taina de Magid Mishnah that he brings the sagas to Rav and he says like this. So be'emes that in perik avi psach amram we should neviim tiknu halal al kol tzara shinigolim yimeno. It says in avi psach amram neviim wa mesakin halal al kol tzara shinigolim yimeno. Aval la'ayim b'yom kvuim, that's me divrayim hu. V'afal bi sheviu be'erich ha'oyse pasuk, ein el l'smach u'l'dimyon. The pasuk's in a smach to l'dimyon. So the Magen Mishnah says, I'm going to agree with the Raivet halfway. Says the Rambam says that halal is always midivrei sefer. And the Raivet says, no, there's an asei midivrei kabbalah. It's a mitzvah asei midivrei kabbalah, asei from the Nevi'im, that you say how Asher lechem kolel eskadesh chag. So Zok the Magen Mishnah, the emesis is a mefurish Gemara, the Nevi'im were mesakin how. But the Nevi'im were mesakin how dafka b'shas that you have itzara, you niggle from itzara. There was a tekanas how. Mashen kain. When the how b'yom kavuim, that's not nichol and tekanas Nevi'im, that's midir abonon. And the pasuk of Asher lechem kolel eskadesh chag, that pasuk is a smachta ba'alma. That pasuk is smachta ba'alma. The pasuk pshat and the pasuk doesn't mean that we say this shir any time that it's a yomtiv. Tanaim is the case of Mishnah is bothered on both the Raivet and the Magen Mishnah. Because even if it's a tekanas Nevi'im, the Rambam calls the tekanas Nevi'im divrei seferim. The Rambam could be masking as a tekanas Nevi'im. All divrei seferim means is it's not deraisa. It's not deraisa. It's not a mitzvah say deraisa. If it's a mitzvah say midivrei kabbalah, the Rambam calls mikra megillah midivrei seifrim. That's mamashim afurish abasik. Mikra megillah is psukim. Elamai. Anything which is not deraisa, the Rambam calls midivrei seifrim. What's the kasha? The Raivet has a kasha. It is a pasuk kishilachem kol eskadesh chag, and the Magen Mishnah makes a chilek that the tkanis neviim is dafka b'shas tzara, but to say yom kavum, to say it every year, that's minir abanan. Let it be at the Tekanas Nevi'im. The Rambam calls it the Tekanas Nevi'im Divrei Seifer Muso. As I had the cast of Mishnah Pshat in the Magen Mishnah and the Raivet. Al Kopanim, the Magen Mishnah Nemzon, when the Rambam says Divrei Seifer, he means it's not at the Tekanas Nevi'im. It's in Gansan Derabanan. And the Magen Mishnah learns that Agamara that says Mefurish, it is at the Tekanas Nevi'im, is talking about when you have the tzara, when you nitzel from the tzara, that time that you nitzel from the tzara, then there's a din to say halal mitakanas neviim. Mashen kain the halal biyam kavum. That's takom midirabanan. Mashen kain the raivet. The raivet learns up that it's always a takanas neviim, and he brings the pasuk asher lechem kolel eskadesh chag. So the raivet could learn like the Rishbam and Rashi that akol perik v'perik means yom tovim, and akol tzar v'tzar means kamei chanukah, which is also yom kavuim, which also is the pshat that one is a tzara, so every single year you say halal, and memela all that is called mitakanas neviim, neviim shebem tiknu, and memela has the chaymer of divrei kabbalah. It's more than just the derabanan; it's divrei kabbalah, which is karev to a deraisa. Nachin nekuda, the gemara in Amud Beis. Amr Avacha Bayakai, Vitzorik Shayaski Yitzias Mitzrayim Bekiddush Hayayim. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim Bekiddush Hayayim. Ksiv Acha Laman Tiskas Yayim, Ksiv Asim Zachas Yayim Shabbos Lakachai. You learn that from the Pasuk that with the Zachas Yayim Shabbos has to be also with the Laman Tiskar, has to be together with Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Rishbam says, Bein Bekais, Bein Betfilah Shel Shabbos. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim both by the Kais and also by the Tfilah Shel Shabbos. And Chareinim point out that that's not an anusach. An anusach, we don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at all in Tefillah. We don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. But there are older nuschais that the Rishayim bring that do have a nusach of, I mean, we say Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. There is a nusach, Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, V'Yitzias Mitzrayim in Tefillah. And that's apparently what the Rishbam's nusach was. But Lamaisa and nusach doesn't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by Tefillah. So this was a kasha that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph and the Bi'ar Lacha in Simen Reishai and Aleph were bothered with the Achreinim. That Magen Avram in Simen Reishai and Aleph and Kama other Achreinim there discuss if the Chiyuv of Kiddush, when you come home, is it Deraisa or Derabana? Machari Kiddush is Deraisa. But the Achreinim say, me Deraisa, he already ate it with Tefillah. Since in the Tefillah he already made a Baruch HaMekadosh HaShabbos, so he already ate it in Chiyuv Deraisa with Tefillah. The male of the Magen Avraham wants to say that you could be Yetzir from a katan because you already Yetzir the Deraisa. So the male and the katan's Mechuyim and Rabban and Altschinach. So it could be Yetzir from a katan, the Magen Avraham discusses. Palkabanim, a number of Achreinim that month that you already Yetzir the Chi of Deraisa with Kiddush by Tefillah. The only Shaila was if the din of Kiddush al Yain is at Deraisa the Rabbanan. Discussed early in this perek, if that's the Reis or the Rabbanan. But Akoponim, the Achreinim Neman, that you could be Yetzir the Din Kiddush with Tefillah. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, in fact, the Bi'ur Halacha, has a Chayach. This Gemara says that you need to be Maski Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush. And Smash Mitz the Reisa. He learns that from Gzeir Shavah. Gzeir Shavah is usually the Reisa. So Smash Mechelik of the Mitzvah the Reisa of Kiddush is also to mention Zeichel Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So since in Tefillah we don't mention Zeichel Tzitzis Mitzrayim, how is it shaykh to be Yetzir the Kiddush by Tefillah? So the Minchas Chinuch Taka dings on the Achreinim Mikayach this kasha. He says they're wrong. He says this is a Gemara B'loi Shum Chaylik. The Rif and the Rosh both bring down this Gemara. And the Rambam Gada doesn't bring the Gemara. It's the Minchas Chinuch says it's not such a problem because since the Rambam brings the Nusach of Kiddush, so he's saying that he brought the Nusach of Kiddush, he sees Mitzrayim, he didn't have to bring down the Gemara. But he says it's a Gemara without any Chalkim, and Mamela, the Achreinim are incorrect, it's not true, you can't be Yetzir with Tefillah because you don't have Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Be'alach also similar to Shein Alf, he matters with it, he says maybe the Gemara is Durabana, it's Asmachta, he matches with the Shaila Bissel. The emes is, it's interesting. L'chayr the Rambam couldn't just be Seimach on the fact that he brought the Nusach. Because the Nusach is a Ma'akiv. You don't need every word of the Nusach. And rather, there's a Nusach. He's supposed to say the Nusach. But the Nusach's not Ma'akiv. If there's one part of the Nusach that's Ma'akiv, one word that's Ma'akiv, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if you miss these words, you're not Yetzir Kiddush. So the Rambam would have to say that you're not Yetzir Kiddush if you miss these words. And the Shulchan Aruch also. Shulchan Aruch also should have to bring this halacha. Just like L'mashal by benching. Shulchan Aruch brings down Loch, if you don't say Bris and Torah, you're not Yetzir. Even though it doesn't have to bring down the whole Nusach of benching. We know the Nusach of benching. The Torah says, but if there's part of the Nusach, that's Ma'akiv. Like there's a dinner, Mashiv Ruach HaMerid HaGeshen, that you're not Yetzir. If there's a chelik of the Nusach, that's Ma'akiv. So the Shulchan Aruch would have to bring the din, that if you miss these few words, you're not Yetzir. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this din. And the Rambam also doesn't bring the din. And for it, the Stimus Achreinim, they don't even mention this Gemara Bechlal as to discuss that the Gemara says that you need Tzias Mitzrayim. You can't say they forgot the Gemara. So as I saw at the Chalkas Yoyev, he says that the Lashon V'tzorich is a din l'chatchila. V'tzorich sheyask is a din l'chatchila. And it's mashman that way, because Ibazais is not telling you halacha. It's part of an agadat gemara that he brings the tzarek sheyasker as a din lechatchila, an inyan that you see from the psukim, you see from the gzeir shava. It doesn't mean halacha the gzeir shava. And it's mashed away because the gemara doesn't bring this din in the sugya of kiddush, in the sugya of the din of kiddush is deraisa. The gemara brings it together with all these different agadat gemaras. Mamish together with all the Agadat HaGemaras. Azayis Mashma, so it's not a kasha that the Rif and the Rosh brought it, because the Rif and the Rosh also bring it together with the different Agadat HaGemaras that are here. That Bechlal, that this is what I'm clearing, that the Gemara is not telling you Allah and Ilchis Kiddush, that it's Ma'akiv, it's a Tanayin, it's Ma'akiv in the Kiddush, if you don't say Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara is saying Vitzarech. You're supposed to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Gemara learns that from Gzeirah Shava, Derech Drush, that there's a din of Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush Hayayim, and that's why, Daka, in the Nusach, there's a din of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's what's mashma from the fact that the Rambam doesn't bring it. And the Rif and the Rosh, like we're saying, is not a Raya. They bring it together with the Haggadah to Gemaras. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. And all the Achreinim, them on, that if you don't need Kiddush Aliyayim Midiraisa, Yetzim Midiraisa with Tefillah, that they didn't learn up this Gemara, like the Minchas Chinuch and the Bi'alach, it's Mamasha Alach, it's Ma'akiv and Kiddush, to say it's Yetzim Mitzrayim. They learned that Vitzarech means that that's the Indian. It's Yetzim Mitzrayim and Kiddush Hayayim, they go together. And the Mela, that's why the Nusach has it's Yetzim Mitzrayim and Kiddush Hayayim. Now we're going to start the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis on the bottom, towards the bottom. The Mishnah says, Mozgulai Kais Shlishi, you pour him the third Kais, Mavarech Al Mazaynei, and he makes Berachos HaMazon, and he benches. The Gemara comments on that, Omlei Avchanan L'Rava Shema Mina Berachos HaMazon Tuna Kais. So we see from here that Berachos HaMazon needs a Kais, since you see they poured a Kais of Berachos HaMazon. So you see that Berachos HaMazon needs a kais, so the din is whenever you bench, you need a kais for benching, and it's a machlokes if you do or you don't. Amalei, Rava said it's not a raya. Arba kasi takinu rabbanon derecheres. Rabbanon were misakin four kaises. Kolchad v'cha anava b'mitzvah. So Melech Hazal wanted that each one of the kaises, you should make a mitzvah with it. So that's why the kais rishon we make kiddush. The kais sheni we say asher galonu, we make the brach of Gal Yisrael. The kais shlishi we make Berachos HaMazon, and the Kais Shvi, we say Hallel. We say a bracha at the end of Hallel. Is the Shaila, what's the din if someone drank the Kais Shlishi without making Berachos HaMazon on it? Is the Yetzir a mitzvah of Arba Kaisis? Is a pshat that once Kolchad v'chad nava b'mitzvah, once a pshat is El Masak and a bracha for each Kais, so now you're not Yetzir without the bracha? Or is a pshat that no, you could be Yetzir without the bracha on the Kais, without the Berachos HaMazon? There's an extra din, they should have Berachos HaMazon on the kais. So this is a machlokes ha-paiskim. In divrei Torah nivim kaimam v'ashim b'makom acher. The machlokes ha-paiskim is shalevim kaimai. It's in Siman Tav Pei Dalet. With there, it's after the halachas of the Seder. There, the Shulchan Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are discussing what's a din if somebody wants to make a Seder by someone else. In other words, you have a family that doesn't know how to make a Seder. They didn't have printed agadas. They didn't know how to do it. They don't know the words. And the shaila is, could you have someone, a Talmud Chacham, come in to their house and make the Seder for them, even though he's not being Yetzir the Seder? Could he be Meitzi them with all the dinim of the Seder? That's what discusses exactly the Pratei Dinim. So it says there that you can be Meitzi them with the Bar Priya Geffen of Kiddush, like if I have all Kiddush, even if you're not making Kiddush now, you can be Meitzi somebody in Kiddush because of Arvus. Because the din is the Berachos HaNenin, a bracha that's just for Anah, then you can't be Meitzi somebody, because you're not Mechuyiv in the bracha. You're not Mechuyiv in the bracha, so you can't be Meitzi. If someone wants to eat a piece of cake, and he doesn't have to make a bracha, you can't say to Mezainis for him if you're not being Nana, because you're not Mechuyiv B'davar. Only if you're eating, so then you can Meitzi him in the bracha. But if you're not eating, you can't be Meitzi him in the bracha. Mashengen Berachos HaMitzvahs, so sugin rashana daf kuftes, Berachos HaMitzvahs you could, even though you're not doing the mitzvah now, but since he's mechuyif to do the mitzvah, and he's mechuyif to make the bracha because he's mechuyif to do the mitzvah, so memela, you're also considered mechuyif because Kol Yisrael are even zelazet, so you're also considered mechuyif bedaver because you're mechuyif for his chiyif. So Berachos HaNenin, since he's not mechuyif to eat, so the bracha also is not mechuyev, because lo yehenev lo yevarech, let him not eat, and then he won't need the bracha. So he's not mechuyev, so then you don't have any arvus for that. So you're not called mechuyev b'davar, and you can't make from a berachos HaNenin. Hashem in berachos HaMitzvahs, there you could. Now, Bari Priya Geffen of Kiddush, there the Gemara says you could, because since he's mechuyev in Kiddush, so Memela, that makes him mechuyev in the Bari Priya Geffen also, and Memela, in this arvus, you say that you're also mechuyev b'davar. So the Torah there says that who adin the bari priya dama of karpas, also you can make for him, because since he mechuyev to eat karpas, he mechuyev to eat the erik before the sudal tzeker, So Mele Bari Pri Adama becomes a Chiv, and Mele Kimaitzi with the Bari Pri Adama. But the Shaila is benching. The Rosh Hashanah that held that benching already is a regular Berachas Hananim, and benching, you can't be Maitzi someone in Berachas Hamazon, because Berachas Hamazon is a Berachas Hananim, and the Mele, if they don't know the benching, the one who's making the state of them can't be Maitzi them in benching. But the Torah says, a svara why by Leil Seidi it could be Maitzi in benching. He says, because since it's a chiyuv of Dalit Kaisis, and you need the benching for the Dalit Kaisis, that's why the benching becomes like a Berachas HaMitzvos. Just like a Bari Pri HaGafen that you need for Kiddush becomes like a Berachas HaMitzvos, and a Meleki Maitzi somebody, and even the Bari Pri Adam of Karpas becomes like a Berachas HaMitzvos. So who adin the Berachas HaMazon, because he needed for Dalit Kaisis, it becomes like a Berachas HaMitzvos, and Meleki can be Maitzi somebody in benching. So the Torah brings from the Rav Amram and the Rav Kain Tzedek that he cannot be Maitzi someone in benching, because it's a Berachas HaNenen, and he brings from the Rosh this svara why it could be Maitzi someone in benching, because he needed for the Dalit Kaisis. So the Beis Yosef says he doesn't understand the Rosh. The Rosh and the Torah that say that he could be Maitzi in benching, because you need the benching for the Dalit Kaisis. In fact, the Beis Yosef, why need the benching for the Dalit Kaisis? You could drink the Dalit Kaisis without benching. Avada! Chazal said, l'chatchila, you should make the Dalit Kaisis with the benching. Kol chad v'chad nava b'mitzvah. Oh, but if you don't, what's wrong? You can have Dalit Kaisis without benching. As I fact, the Beis Yosef is going with the Rishonim, they can't be Maitzi in benching. It should become a Berachas Achiyuv. It should become like a Berachas HaMitzvos because of Dalit Kaisis. So Beis Yosef says you can have Dalit Kaisis without benching. But the Brich Hadash, he asked in the Beis Yosef, the Gemara earlier says, in Avkav Chesu and Beis, Shasum Vasachas, Lo Yatza. Shasum Vasachas, you're not Yetzi, only Yetzi De Yayin, which the Shainim say means Simchas Yantif. You're not Yetzi the Chiv Dalakaisis. You're not Dalakais Lo Yatza. So Shasum Vasachas Lo Yatza, so that's why you need benching. So Shaila a little bit had to read the Rishbam. The Rishbam says, the Vasachas means Shaloy al Seyde Mishnah Seinu, El Shasan Ritzufin. The Rishbam over there says, what does it mean Shasan Vasachas? Shaloy al Seyde Mishnah Seinu, El Shasan Ritzufin. The beginning of the Rishbam is Mashma, like what the Prichadash is saying. That any time it's Shaloy al Seyde Mishnah Seinu, you're not Yates in the midst of Dalit Kaisis. There's a din in Dalit Kaisis, it has to dafka be al Seyde Mishnah Seinu. Mashenki, the last words of the Rishbam, El Shasan Ritzufin, that you could teach, it means if you drank them one right after the other, then you're not Yetzah. Mashenkin, if you drank them with the Shia Zman between them, even though it wasn't Al Seyde Mishnah Seinu, you would be Yetzah. So this is all brought in the Bir Halacha in Siman Tafayim Beis of Ches, Bim Kaimai Taka, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Sarach Lishis Arbekais Al Seyder, Bim Shasan Zach Azer Shalaikis Seyder Lo Yetzah. Shulchan Aruch is a shtickle mash, not like what the Beis Yosef said. That as long as you're shasin shalei kiseidah, you're not yaitza. And the Bialacha says, the Magen Avraham says, kiseidah means that he said that God between them, and who would then for the third case he said benching. And he says, it sounds like if you didn't say that God, or you didn't bench in between, you're not yaitza. But he said, the Lashon of the Gemara says, bevasachas, that sounds like bevasachas. Rashi says it means you drank them all in one big case. And the Rishbam says, you drink four cases, but that's mashu, zach is every tzufin. But if you waited in between, Avadi says you did an Isser, Chazal wanted you to do it al HaSeder. But who says you're not Yetzir the Kaisis? So he brings this Machlekes, the Beis Yosef and Bichadash that we spoke about. The Beis Yosef and Siman Tav Bei Dal that says that even if you didn't have the benching, you are Yetzir the Dal Kaisis. And because of that, the Beis Yosef holds the benching is not called the Berachas HaMitzvos, and it can't be Maitzu with benching. And the Bichadash says, what do you mean? Shasim HaSachas LaYatza. And the Bialacha says it's not a conclusive tie in the Bichadash. And he brings from the Nar Shalom and the Maimon Mordechai that says that you could learn Shasim Vasachas Lo Yotza means that you drank a Mamash Ritzufin. The emphasis is, it's totally on what the time of Shasim Vasachas Lo Yotza is. It's totally how to learn Pshat Nekamarek of Chesim Abeis. Rabbeinu David there says, two Pshatim, why Shasim Vasachas Lo Yotza? One Pshat is, he starts with bringing the Rishbam, that he brings Rishbam that Shasim Vasachas means Shasim Shaloy Al Seyde Mishnah Seinu. That's what he brings. He doesn't bring the end of the Shbam L'Shas Ritzufim. And he learns after the Shbam, it means that you didn't have to say that. You didn't say Agado and Berch Zamazin and Halal. So he says, at first he says, why? Just because you didn't do the Seder, the Mishnah, how can you say you're not Yetzin the Dalakaisis that the Chazal Masakin to be Shishayis the Derecheus? And Vadi, why Yetzin? He says, well, what Shasim Asachas? He says in the beginning of the Shtickel, that you drank it Bezach Hazesh Shuloy Bav Saka. So that's not called four Shtias, he says. That's not four separate drinkings. It's called one shtia. Why? A person's thirsty, so he just drinks one, two, three, and that's all one drinking. So you don't have to holler kaisis, because even if you drink a different cup, but it's one shtia. So if you learn that way, like the Rebbeinu David is saying, so vada, then it would be like the Beis Yosef, that and like the Maamar Mordechai and Hashalom explain, that the pshat is as long as you wait in between, it's called a different shtia, that's not shasim asachas. And the whole say the chazal made, that's not likuva. The chazal say there is just lechatchila, but avada yetz in the mitzvah dalakaisis, even if you didn't do it, I'll say the chachamim. But then Rebbeinu David says a different pshat. From the Yishalmi, he says a pshat that the yisoid of shasim asachas means that each kais has to be like a kais shel bracha. And that's how he teaches the Dayayin Yotze Enechinami Yotze the Mitzvah of Shtia. You drank four kaisis, but you're not Yotze Arba kaisis, because Arba kaisis, each one has to be like a kaisal bracha. Briskirov Yadua, somebody spoke out of Daf Kavches. The Briskirov says, that's good for the Pshat in the Gemara. That's a Pshat in the kaisis. There's two dinim. There's a din of Shtia, they have to drink four kaisis. There's a din that each kais has to be a kaisal bracha. That's good for the din of Dalek kaisis. So if you learn that's a Pshat in Shasim Asachas, you're not Yotzi Dei Dal Kaisis because you don't have four Kaisis Shal Bracha, so Vada, that would be like the Prichadash. And like the Tur and the Rush, that the Pshat is that you need Gufa the Berks and Mazen to make it a Kaisis Shal Bracha, and that's Gufa the Din of Dal Kaisis, that each one of the Kaisis should be a Kaisis Shal Bracha. So I bezai, if you don't have the Berks and Mazen, you're talking not Yotzi. One more Nakuda. The Mishnah says, Ravi, Gaimer al Vasahal, you finish up the Hal. Like the Mishnah earlier had said, you start the Hal earlier. Machaikis Bisham, it's still how much you do earlier. But the fourth Kais, you finish the Hal. Va'aimer al of Birchas Hashir. And you say, Birchas Hashir. The Gemara says, it's on Kufi Chesim and Aleph, the beginning. What is Birchas Hashir? Avyuda says, it's Yalucha. And Rabbi Yechanan says, it's Nishmas Kol Chai. Like we know, we say both of them. So, the Rana has a whole discussion about making a bracha before Halal, Lel Seder. The Rana says that since it says Yalalucha, so we say Yalalucha, the bracha after Halal, so the Chayr that should mean that you should make a bracha before Halal. It's not possible that you make a bracha after Halal and not before Halal. It says in Mishnah Nida, Ka'aton bracha l'achrav, ton bracha l'fana. Everything that needs a bracha, like there's no such thing that needs a bracha achreina, it doesn't need a bracha rishayna. But the Ran Lamaisa brings a machlaikus about it, and when he brings the other sheet that you do not make a bracha before, he says that it's not a raya if you have a lucha. Because he says, what was the Gemara's kasha? What's Berchas Hashir? Everyone knows halal, you make a bracha afterwards. You might have asked a shayla, what's the bracha you make after halal? Everyone knew the bracha. So what's the Gemara's shayla? The teretz is, we're not making the bracha of Yalucha as a bracha for after halal. Stam a birchas a shvach. Stam you making a birchas a shvach. It's like the, if you say it's nishmas kol chai, you say yishtamach, stam a birchas a shvach. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's a bracha before it. It's a birchas a shvach. So mele, it's not a bracha that's said as a bracha achreina of halal like normally. It's just the birchas a shvach that we say in the kais shavi. So I would say that wouldn't be a raya that you make a bracha rishayna. But like we said, it's a machlokes yishayna if you make a bracha on the Halal of Lel Seder. And in Chassant, there are four shittas Rishayim, actually, in this Shaila. Four different shittas about it. The Tur, the end of Simon Tafai and Gimel, he brings the Machlaikas like this. He brings the Ritzvah and the Maram Rutenberg and other Rishayim that hold that you make two brachas on Halal. You make one bracha when you say the Halal before the Suda, and another bracha when you say the Halal after the Suda. Because the Suda is a hefsik. Since the Suda is a hefsik, Mamela, it's not shaykh to make one bracha. Mamela, you make two brachas. I saw brought down that the Shita says you make two brachas. On the first bracha you say, L'kroy is halal. On the halal that you say before the Suda, Hashem Shana says one L'kroy is halal. And on the halal after the Suda you say, Bracha L'gmoyer is halal. Memesin Yaitse with either bracha for every halal. We got to say L'kroy, the Svaradim say L'gmoyer. Yaitse either way, but now you're saying both. Yitaka say both brachas. L'kroy is halal at first, L'gmoyer is halal at second. But you're not Yaitse with one bracha. Because it's a hefsik, the suda is a hefsik. And mainly you need two brachas. Other Rishayim he brings down. Hold faket. If about the suda is a hefsik, mainly you don't make any bracha. And that's also what it says in Taizen Brachas Daf Yadalad. A long Taizen about it. That's what he says. Taizen Brachas says, not chak to say that you make a bracha and halal b'leil say because it's a hefsik. So mainly if about this a hefsik, you can't make any bracha. Can't make two brachas. Chayyidib Shaiza can't make two brachas on the same mitzvah. It's only one mitzvah. Elamai make one bracha, but you're being mafsik in the middle. So merely you can't make any bracha. That's the two sheet that's in the Torah. The Ran, like I said, the first sheet in the Ran says that you make a bracha. It's Raya from Yaluchi, it's other Rayas. And the Ran says, I it's a hefsik. So the Ran says it's not a hefsik. His lashon is, ain't a hefsik haba machmas mitzvah mevatal a mitzvah loikavah bracha. The suda is there because of the mitzvah. You're not being mafsik stam because you want to be mafsik. That's guvra to Kadosh Chazal to do the mitzvah in the seifin. That's why it can't be called a hefsik. It brings a rayas from tkiyas. But tkiyas also says, avadit is an issa hefsik between tkiyas to miyushev and tkiyas to muhammad. When we blow the tkiyas before musaf, and then you have the tkiyas after, avadit is an issa hefsik. But lamaisa, we say ashrei, we put away the sefer Torah, we say the psukim, we say shmein ashrei. So we say hefsik. Tarit says, whatever is metchil and niskin in the mitzvah, that can't be called the hefsik. So here also, we bout that's good for the mitzvah, to say part of the halal before the suda on the second case, and the rest of the halal after the suda on the fourth case. So whatever is in between, the suda and everything, that's not shaykh to be called the hefsik. That's good for how the mitzvah is niskin to be the hefsik that way. It brings us from the Ramban and his marachiv about it. So that's good for machleikis rishainim. The Torah, both shittas the Torah brings, he brings Kamer Rishayim. The Rishayim that say that you make two brachas, and the Rishayim that say you make no brachas, they all held it was a hefsik. Now, as a machlokes, what do you do with the hefsik? One shittas Rishayim is you make both brachas, you make two brachas, you make a bracha on the halal before the suda, and then there's a hefsik, so you make another bracha on the halal after the suda. And the other shittas is no, you can't make two brachas, so you can't make any brachas, because there's a hefsik. Mashenkin the Ran held, no, it's not called the Hefsik. Because the Hefsik Abam Achmas Mitzvah, that's not called the Hefsik. So that's already the third Shita, that you make one Bracha, and it's not called the Hefsik. So already we have three Shitas Rishayim. One Shita you make two Brachas because it's a Hefsik. One Shita is that you make no Brachas because it's a Hefsik. And the third Shita is it's not called the Hefsik. And mainly you make one Bracha, and it's good. That's a Shita Saran. But then the Ran brings the Rav Haigayin, another time why you don't make a bracha. Lashon is, she'ain anu aymer leisa b'tayris kairin, el b'tayris aymer shira. Because we don't say it as a kriyas hal, we just say it as a shira. Now I'm going to explain that svara soon. So l'maisa we have four shittas. And say, the tur nems on both the shittas that it's a hefsik. But the shayla is if it's a hefsik, so mainly you have to make two brachas, or of course the hefsik you make no brachas. And then the Ran, who holds is not a hefsik, but has two shittas. One is you make one bracha, pashit, and the other is you don't make a bracha because it's not a kriyas halal, it's tamashira, like we're going to explain. So the Torah fears ice like this, that there are places that the minig is to say halal in the base of Knesset's Bitzibur, so that they won't have to make another bracha b'shas ha'agada. And the emphasis is Yushalmi that says it. Yushalmi says, brings you a berachanot, then shalom base of Knesset's yatsa. That if you heard halal in the basic Knesset, so you don't have to make a bracha again, b'shas seder. So Mela, since you have a suffix, if you make a bracha, the different shittas, so the eitzah is, you lay it in shul, with the bracha, and there you zicha make a bracha, and Mela yitzah, because the Torah, the whole shaila was, what you do because there's a hefsik. So if you lay it in shul, there you can lay it without any hefsik. And Mela, you'll be able to make one bracha, l'kuli alma, and then he yates with the bracha that you have in shul. And he says it's a good minig because, And he brings it as a smach from the Masechta Seferim. Masechta Seferim, it says that 18 days and one night, you go with the Hallel. 18 days and one night, and in Gaila, 21 days and two nights. The 18 days is one day Pesach, one day Shavuos, 8 days of Sukkot, and 8 days of Chanukah. That's 18 days. And Megoyle, it's 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Shavuos, 9 days of Sukkot, and 8 days of Chanukah. That's 21. And one night, the Leil Pesach, and the two nights, the two Leil Pesachs in the Gaila, that's when you Gaimer Hallel. And it says in Masechta the Seferim, U-Mitzvah, once you have the bracha in the base of Knesset, so then you don't make a bracha when you get to the house, and that's the good way to be yisur the shaila. So there we know there's in the mechaber taka pasuk you make a bracha. And that's at Esrei de Manoig. And then the Arizal also says that. So the Chassidim and the Minhag HaGro was that way. So common people are Noig to say Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses. But the Ramah says no. The Ramah says that the whole Hallel of the Beis HaKnesses was only Niskan for Einim Mekiyim. And that Minhag is not to say Hallel of the Beis HaKnesses at all. We don't say Hallel in the house. We don't say the Brach of Hallel in the house because it's a Safik Brach. A Safik Brach is Lachal. So the Shainim Esekasha on the shittas that hold that you do not make a bracha on Hallel, what's the pshat in this Masechta Seif in the Yishalmi that says Mishalmi Beis HaKnesses Yotza, that if you have the bracha from Hallel Beis HaKnesses, you don't make a bracha in the house? If that's the chayim furish yirai, that if you didn't hear Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, you do make the bracha in the house. What's the pshat in the Yishalmi that says that even if you didn't hear Hallel Beis HaKnesses, you don't make the bracha in the house? So the emes is like we said, the two timeim in the Rishonim why you don't make a bracha. In the Torah, the time is, and the Taisu and Brachas Daf Yadalit says, because it's a hefsik. That's kufu why you don't make any bracha. So Taisu and Brachas Daf Yadalit says that when it says in Yishalmi in the Masechta Seferim that if you don't make the bracha, if you made the bracha in shul, you don't have to make the bracha in the house. And that's mashma, that if you did not make a bracha in the shul, you do make a bracha in the house. That's talking about if you're laying in the house without a hefsik. Not like the Mishnah. There must have been some minig to lay that the whole hallel without any hefsik, even though the Mishnah says to make a hefsik, but the Yishalmi and Masechta the Seferim are talking about people that laying in the house without any hefsik. So by them, if they wouldn't make a bracha in shul, they would make the bracha in the house. So Mamela, that's what it says. If you make the bracha in the shul, you don't make a bracha in the house. But we who do, like it says in the Mishnah, to lay in with a hefsik, there it's not shaykh for us to make a bracha in the house. That's Teiz and Brachas, teretz to this kasha. Like we said, the Ran holds is no hefsik. The Ran holds a different time for the Rishonim that you don't make a bracha. So the Ran says a different teretz, and I want to go into a little bit the teretz of the Ran. So Nachamol, the Ran has a sheet that says that the reason why you don't make a bracha on Hallel, the Lashon was, she'ein an ha'ayim v'teiris kriya, Elabatayrus Aymer Shira. We don't do it as a Kriyas Hallel, it's a Shira of Hallel. So he asked the Kasha for this Yishalmi. Yishalmi, the Masechta Seferim, that says that if you make a bracha in the shul, then you don't make a bracha in the house. It sounds like if you didn't make a bracha in the shul, you almachli have to make a bracha in the house. So the Ran asks the Kasha. And he brings the Tayrus from the Rashba that says like this. The Rashba says, "Ikatakonis kriyas hallel b'leil pesachim beis haKnesses ha'isav v'loy b'beisai." Really, you're supposed to lay in the shul, not in the house. So Mela, since you're supposed to lay in the shul, so Mela, they will never misakin a bracha for the house, even for someone that didn't hear it in the shul. Loy plug tochami to sayem kadosh kadosh shloim mishloim shama mavarach mishshama einem mavarach. It's loy plug. Sounds like the reason why you don't make a bracha is because normally you're supposed to say Hallel in the shul. And Hallel in the shul, how do you make a bracha? So most people are going to say Hallel in the shul and they're going to make a bracha. What about the person that didn't say Hallel in the shul? Leipulik, he also doesn't make a bracha, even though that's a need be mechayiv in the bracha. But lechayiv, it's a pella. Because he explained the time, he brings from Rav Haigayin, that the reason why you don't make the bracha on Hallel is because you don't say b'tayrus kairin el b'tayrus ay mashira. And now he's saying a different time, that really you do need a bracha, But the pshat is that Namal Yates in the shul sent mail and everyone was sacking a bracha in the house. But before he said it, Tan de Pachlal al Belel said it doesn't need a bracha. Because Shein and Arais of Teres come, and Teres ay Mashiach. The Chayr is a Pella. He says the svar is because it's not a kriya, it's a shira. Then he asks the Kashi Shalmi, says if you heard the bracha in the shul, yaitza, vaisis, if you didn't, you're not yaitza. And he says, yeah, that's, if you didn't hear the bracha of Hal, you really should make a bracha. But lay plug, since most people would hear it in shul. The Chayr was have to do with the svar he said, she'enon ayim retaris krayirin al betaris ayim mashira. And another Kashi is, what exactly does it mean, she'enon retaris krayirin al betaris ayim mashira? So Bekitzer, I think the pshat's like this, that Namal, when you say halal, that's a kriyas halal. It's a tekanas chazal, a kriyas halal. That you say halal, that's a kriya. But Leil Seder, the real reason why we're saying halal is because it's kilhu yatsim mitzrayim. And that's the hemshech of the agada, that we say, b'chol davidar chayev adam, liris atzim kilhu yatsim mitzrayim. And then we say, "Lefich anachne chayovim lahaydes lahalal shebech lemisha asus kol nisa me'elu." In other words, because we have to feel that we went out of Mitzrayim right now tonight, therefore we have a chiyuv haydah. V'nayim lefan of shir chadash shaluka, and we say the halal. In other words, because we went out of Mitzrayim tonight, we're saying the halal not as a zikaron for a nes like normally, but the pshat is that we're saying shira on the nes right now. So that's not called the kriyas halal. That's called the shira, and a shira is not mechayev a bracha. So Bevilach Zagin, that the pshat is really two dinim in halal b'leil Pesach. Because like we said over the Masech the Seferim, that this, it says 18 days and one night, the Megillah 21 days and two nights is a chiyuv halal. That sounds like it's one big chiyuv. It sounds like there is a din kriyas halal on the Leil Seder, b'tayrus kayin. So actually is two dinim. There's a din taka b'tayrus aymashira. That's Tam is saying Shira on the Nes, which wouldn't be Mechayev Ebracha. And there's also a Din B'Tayris Kairin, which would be Mechayev Ebracha. But the Pshat is that the Tayris Kairin, that you could be Yetzah Beis HaKnesses. So that's why I'm Shom Beis HaKnesses Yatzah. And even if you weren't Yetzah Beis HaKnesses, this very Meduik, the Lashon of the Rashbadei says, Ikat HaKana Kriyas Halal B'Beis HaKnesses Hayy V'Loy B'Beisai. What does it mean, v'loy b'beisa? Of course you have to say halal in the house, even if you said a beis haknesses. But the ikat hakana of the kriya is a beis haknesses. In the house, you're supposed to say in the shira. So Chazal really wanted you to split it up. The kriya is in the beis haknesses, the shira is in the house. God, the son, didn't say beis haknesses. So by him, the kriya is going to also be in the house. So it's the kriya is yumechayev ebracha, and that we say loy plug. Since the mal, the kri is the basic knesses, and the house is only the shira, the mela, you don't have to say the bracha. That's what I think the pshat is.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org. or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.